And it kind of struck me.
It's George Beverly Shea's, "I'd Rather Have Jesus." And you know, you've heard him sing it so often. And I don't suppose we can think of Billy Graham without remembering George and the work that he has done in support work for Billy Graham. But I've really had on my heart the Billy Graham Crusade. He had one day, July 29th, in Hungary, in Budapest, since we visited Margaret Bash in Vienna. It has really given us a new viewpoint of the work in the European countries. And we're really praising the Lord that Hungary opened up to let Billy Graham come in. We can see how difficult it is for anyone to accomplish anything for Christ in those situations in Eastern Europe. And we were struck, I suppose, as soon as we landed in Frankfurt, we were struck at the feeling of oppression on us in the airport. And then as we traveled around through the country of Germany and Austria, we were struck again by the stillness, the quietness. I think one thing that contributed to it in Frankfurt Airport was that there was no music playing. And we're so used to having music everywhere we go. And that was not present. But in the little towns where we would stay overnight, they were about the size, anywhere from the size of Bucyrus down to the size of Chatfield. And we were impressed by the fact that we didn't see children. There just were not many children. And especially from, we would get out to after our supper hour, we'd get a room, then have our supper hour, and then get out and walk around the town a little bit about 7 o'clock in the evening. And there just were no children. Our streets, you know, till dark, you know, they're playing and happy, but there were no children. So we were really impressed by what the conditions are in those European countries where, not that long ago, they became a defeated people, a people who took off to conquer the world and ended up in defeat. So the mentality and the spirit and the heart of the people has to be very difficult to work with. Whereas in America, we have our American image in Europe is brash and boisterous and loud and pushy. And Edmund Rothar, our cousin, agreed with that when I asked him about the American image. And then we talked to our Latvian friends in Omaha, and she said too that that is the mood that the Americans set when they are traveling, that it's brash and bold. And but it occurred to me that the reason for our brashness and our boldness is not that we want to push our way on anyone, but it is because we are so free. We are so independent. We are independent thinking, and we are free to make our own choices, our own decisions, and to express ourselves. And so we have a freedom just to speak out about things and to be more open with people that we notice was not there. And then I come back to America. We come back, and we realize that we are misinterpreted. Americans are misinterpreted. And probably the Christians that are ministering in these countries are misinterpreted often. But then again, they don't know the whole of the story either. There are so many Americans who trust in their riches. I'd rather be his than have riches on him.